WKJAN Sports.
Time for Jacob Sports. Good morning. I'm Jim Field. Our sports update this morning brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Denver Broncos and the Kansas City Chiefs are the NFL's only undefeated teams after winning yesterday. Peyton Manning threw for a pair of first quarter touchdowns, and Sean Moreno ran for three TDs in the second half as the Broncos beat Jacksonville 35-19, improving to 6-0. But the Jaguars trailed just 14-12 after Paul Posluszny returned a Manning interception 59 yards for a TD just before halftime. The Chiefs are also 6-0 after a 24-7 win over visiting Oakland. Jamal Charles ran for two touchdowns in the win as the Chiefs piled up 10 sacks while ending a three-game skid to the 2-4 Raiders. Also, a six-game losing streak against them at Arrowhead came to a close with that victory yesterday. New Orleans was just seconds away from improving to 6-0 until Tom Brady's first touchdown pass in two games gave the New England Patriots a 30-27 win over the Saints. Brady hit Kenbrell Tompkins for the go-ahead 17-yard touchdown with 5 seconds left, less than 3.5 minutes after Kenny Stills caught a 34-yard scoring strike from Drew Brees to put the Saints ahead. Stephen Ridley ran for two short touchdowns as Brady had 269 passing yards for the 5-1 Patriots. In the wake of his son's death, Adrian Peterson played for the Vikings in their 35-10 loss to the Panthers. Peterson finished with 62 yards on 10 carries and 21 yards on 3 receptions. He learned on Friday of the death of his 2-year-old son, who died of injuries after an alleged attack in a child abuse case. The man charged in the case was home alone with the boy and called 911 to report that the child was choking. Cam Newton threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another as Carolina upped its record to 2-3. Elsewhere around the NFL yesterday, Seattle is 5-1 after Marshawn Lynch rushed for 77 yards and a couple of touchdowns in a 20-13 victory against Tennessee. Pittsburgh Steelers are no longer winless. They beat the Jets 19-6 as Ben Roethlisberger threw a 55-yard touchdown pass to Emmanuel Sanders and Sean Schwesem, kicked 4 field goals. That win was the 600th in franchise history. Defending NFL champion Baltimore is 3-3 after a 19-17 loss at home to the Packers. Aaron Rodgers threw a 64-yard touchdown pass to Jordy Nelson, and Mason Crosby kicked 4 field goals in that victory. Backup quarterback Nick Foles threw 3 touchdown passes and ran for a 4th as the Eagles kept Tampa Bay winless with a 31-20 win. The Browns' 3-game winning streak is over as they were beaten at home by the Lions 31-17. Sam Bradford threw 3 touchdown passes and St. Louis added a score on defense and on special teams in a 38-13 win over Houston. Frank Gore ran for 101 yards and Colin Kaepernick threw for another 252 as San Francisco beat Arizona 32-20 as they moved to 4-2 on the year. Mike Nugent hit a 43-yard field goal with 6:44 left in overtime to lift the Cincinnati Bengals to a 27-24 win over the Buffalo Bills. And Dwayne Harris sparked the Dallas Cowboys' 31-16 win over Washington by becoming the third player with both punt and kickoff returns over 85 yards in a regular season game. Iowa defensive coordinator Phil Parker believes the Hawkeyes are a much better team heading into the second half of this season. A year ago, the Hawkeyes opened 4-2 before dropping their final 6 games. They find themselves 4-2 again this year as they get set to visit 4th-ranked Ohio State.
Right now we're 11th in the country in defense. We're 8th in rushing. I don't think we gave up a run over 15 yards. Yet with our first-teamers, we gave up 125-yarder, one of those games up there on some guys that were number twos in there, gave up a 25-yard run. We have given up 16 big pass plays, which is over 20, which you calculate that will be, if you're consistent with that, it will be 32. And if we do that, we're well below the big plays that we gave up last year.
Well, Parker says the defense is much improved over a year ago.
I feel good about the group, how close they are, the chemistry. I think we have more depth. I think there's more guys that are capable to go on the field and perform at a high level to win. I just think we're very comfortable with the guys we have, and I think they're playing at a high level.
You can catch that Ohio State-Iowa matchup from Columbus on Saturday, 2:30 is kickoff time. The Southeastern Conference has set a record for the most schools in the Associated Press College football poll. 8 of their squads are ranked this week. The top 25 has a new look after Saturday upsets as 7 ranked teams were beaten, including 5 teams that were unranked or lower ranked. Stanford dropped 8 spots. Michigan fell out of the poll. The top 4 was unchanged, with number 1 Alabama receiving 55 of 60 first place votes. The number 2 team remains Oregon, followed by Clemson and Ohio State. Florida State moved up to number 5, setting up a top 5 match at Clemson next week. Stanford lost at Utah, and they're now number 13, becoming the first top 10 team this season to lose to an unranked team. Michigan drops out of the poll after they lost in 4 overtimes to Penn State. Well, Bristol Motor Speedway is set to unveil its plan to host a football game between Tennessee and Virginia Tech in 2016. That announcement is planned for later this morning at the 52-year-old racetrack that sits nearly halfway between the campuses of the two schools off of Interstate 81 in Tennessee. Virginia Tech coach Frank Beamer and Tennessee coach Butch Jones are expected to be in attendance, along with track and school officials. Hokies versus Volunteers at BMS first came up in the late 1990s, and then again when the track underwent major renovations back in 2005. Conversations between the track and school officials got serious last year. Now, the Speedway can hold around 160,000 people, and organizers are hoping to break the NCAA recognized attendance record for college football of 115,109 set last month at Michigan Stadium for the Michigan-Notre Dame contest. I'll have more sports after this timeout.
Driving down the road, no matter what the season, provides challenges and pitfalls. No matter what causes the damage to your car, Dana Cooper and Brown Auto Body can restore your car back to the way you love it. Dana Cooper, with over 30 years of experience in repair, will be your advocate with your insurance company to get the right repairs done quickly. Brown Auto Body also has rentals available, so you'll have a ride when your ride is getting repaired. Brown Auto Body, the place to go so you can drive down that road again. Brown Auto Body, 200 East 3rd, Atlantic.
Well, the Detroit Tigers received another outstanding performance from their starting rotation, but it wasn't enough to stop the Red Sox from evening up the American League Championship Series at 1 game apiece. David Ortiz hit a game-tying grand slam in the 8th inning before Jared Saltalamacchia supplied a walk-off single to lift the Red Sox past the Tigers 6-5. The Bo Sox rallied from a 5-1 deficit after Max Scherzer held them to 2 hits while striking out 13 over 7 innings. Ortiz went deep off of Joaquin Benoit, who blew Detroit's no-hit bid in the 9th inning on Saturday night. Johnny Gomes started the winning rally with an infield single and continued to second base on a bad throw by shortstop Jose Iglesias. Gomes moved to third on a wild pitch by losing pitcher Rick Porcello before he came home with the winning run. Scherzer gave Boston fans little reason to believe the Red Sox had a comeback in them. Scherzer was working on a no-hitter until Shane Victorino laced a 2-out single in the 6th inning and scored on Dustin Pedroia's double. It was the first scoring by the Red Sox in the series and the first run allowed by the Tigers since Game 4 of the Division Series. Alex Avila put the Tigers ahead with an RBI single in the 2nd before Detroit strung together a 4-run 6th inning. Miguel Cabrera ignited the 6th inning rally with a solo homer, and Victor Martinez added an RBI double before Avila ripped a 2-run blast to right. Those 5 runs came against Clay Buchholz, who was tagged for 8 hits in 5 2/3 innings. Game 3 is set for tomorrow night, as they'll move that series now to Detroit. Well, the Los Angeles Dodgers offense is struggling, and they might have to face Adam Wainwright without their top hitter in Game 3 of the National League Championship Series. Shortstop Hanley Ramirez had a CT scan on his left ribs Sunday, and the results were not yet available. He got hit by a pitch from Joe Kelly in the opener, but stayed in to play all 13 innings of a 3-2 loss on Friday. Ramirez was a late scratch for Game 2, a 1-0 defeat that left the Dodgers trailing St. Louis 2-0 in the best-of-7 series. Wainwright will start for the Cardinals tonight against rookie Hyun-Jin Ryu, who stumbled against Atlanta in losing his playoff debut in the division series. Dodger manager Don Mattingly says Ramirez keeps telling him that he's going to play, but Mattingly said he's got to be able to swing a bat in order to be in the starting lineup. You can hear that game tonight, Dodgers and the Cardinals, live this evening. 6:12, we're on the air with the pregame show, and 7:07 is first pitch from Chavez Ravine. In golf over the weekend, Jimmy Walker has played himself into next year's Masters as he won for the first time in his 188 career PGA starts. Walker closed with a 5-under 66 to finish 2 strokes ahead of Vijay Singh at the Fries.com Open in California. His 17-under total included a 62 in the third round. The win also allows Walker to crack the top 50 for the first time, and it gets him a spot in the Tournament of Champions in Maui. Russ Cochran holed a 5-foot putt on the final hole for his 4th straight birdie in a 1-stroke victory over David Frost in the SAS Championship. The 54-year-old Cochran closed with a 5-under 67 to finish at 17 under par. The left-hander has 5 Champions Tour victories after winning once on the PGA Tour. American teenager Lexi Thompson shot a 2-under 69 to win the LPGA Malaysia title by 4 strokes. It's the second career LPGA win for the 18-year-old as she finished 19 under par in that tournament. She also won the Navistar LPGA Classic in 2011. In the National Hockey League yesterday, just 4 games, it was Phoenix outskating Carolina 5-3. Los Angeles blanked Florida 3-0. Winnipeg over New Jersey by a 3-0 final. Anaheim beat Ottawa 4-1. And some high school volleyball action over the weekend and Saturday tournament play. In the Western Christian tournament, it was Harlan capturing the championship as Harlan went 4-1 in tournament play, avenging their only loss in the championship match, beating Western Christian 2-0 for the title. Also on Saturday at the Walnut Tournament, AHST won all 3 of their matches. Woodbine won 2 of their matches as well on Saturday. In the CAM Tournament, it was Adair Casey winning 3 matches. Guthrie Center also won 3 matches, including the title match over Adair Casey. Tri-Center also defeated Orient Maxburg. Hampton-Dumont Tournament saw Kemper Catholic 2-up and 2-down. They beat South Hamilton and Nashua Plainfield before losing to Janesville and Charles City. Also in the Nishnabotna Tournament, Nishnabotna won all 3 of their matches in Saturday's action. That's Check of Sports this hour, brought to you by Brown Auto Body in Atlantic, where quality is no accident. I'm Jim Field, KJAN Sports.